It seems like it's grown more serious. People are taking it seriously, whereas a few weeks ago during the flu, people were attacking it as something that shouldn't be taken too seriously. I mean, the State Department is now focused on Twitter. Talk about the transition between something that people view as a toy and something that's being used to support critical life and death action in another country.
Because people in Iran itself are able to use Twitter, that's part of what makes it a really critical tool. It's not just that people in other parts of the world can use it to share news or rumors about what's going on, but that people there have the opportunity to use it to share information with each other or to let people outside the country know what's going on. And that's tapped something very emotional internationally. I think it's a little bit different from the situation with swine flu, where perhaps it wasn't as if people who had swine flu were Twittering about it and providing a critical piece of information in the whole news cycle. What you generally saw was people passing along information that they'd seen on the mainstream media, which was a lot of it blown way out of proportion. I think it's fairly ironic that then the mainstream media turned around and started criticizing Twitter for spreading misinformation when most of what people were sharing were links to mainstream media sources. That said, at the time, Twitter started to emerge as a tool that the CDC was using to share information. So we're still new in it, and people don't know yet how to use Twitter really effectively en masse when we've got a crisis or something that's a big shared experience. And that's something that will emerge over time.